Imagine watching a pro golfer drain a 30-foot putt with apparent ease, then struggling yourself with a simple 3-footer. This contrast reveals the true essence of putting. It's not about perfect mechanics, but about mental clarity. Tiger Woods considered this book his favorite mental game resource during his prime years, and for good reason. The counterintuitive truth is that the best putters aren't those with flawless technique, but those who can quiet their minds and trust their natural abilities. In a sport where roughly 40% of all strokes occur on the green, mastering the mental approach offers the fastest path to dramatically lower scores without changing your swing. As Jack Nicklaus famously said, putting is 90% mental. The other 10% is mental too. The difference between struggling and excellence on the greens lies not in your hands, but in your head. Consider Hal Sutton, once hailed as Nicklaus's successor. After early success, he later struggled terribly with putting despite hitting greens well. His mind would split between desire for success and fear of failure. When Rotella had him putt while looking at the target instead of the ball, the skeptical Sutton shot a course record 63. This exercise reveals what great putters do naturally. They focus completely on their target rather than mechanics. The best putters maintain quiet, clear minds. While poor putters obsess over mechanics and fears, skilled putters think only of a specific target, not just the hole, but a precise spot like a blade of grass on the cup's edge. They trust their subconscious to handle the stroke, similar to how we breathe while jogging without conscious thought. Children often putt remarkably well because they simply roll the ball without overthinking. Tiger Woods learned from his father Earl to visualize the hole with eyes closed before putting, making him exceptional under pressure. There's no perfect putting mechanics. Multiple styles work depending on the player's mindset. Stories about hole-hunting spin are golf's equivalent of UFO tales. Putters succeed because they believe in their method, not because of special spin. Most golfers sabotage themselves by obsessing over stroke mechanics while missing environmental cues. High-speed video confirms side spin is essentially irrelevant on longer putts. The ball simply rolls in the direction you hit it, modified only by green contours. At a Georgia Tech fundraiser, Jack Nicklaus claimed he'd never three-putt the last hole of a tournament or missed from inside 5 feet on the final hole. When contradicted with evidence, he maintained his position. This wasn't delusion, but strategic memory management, developing selective amnesia about failures while retaining successes, preserving his self-image as a great putter. Davis Love III's practice routine reveals a key element of great putting, his unwavering commitment to routine. Unlike many who practice with multiple balls, Davis always uses just one, approaching each putt exactly as he would during actual play. Despite natural talent, when Davis first worked with Rotella in college, he didn't consider himself a good putter because he was getting in his own way with extraneous thoughts. A strong putting routine combines physical elements, grip, stance, practice swings, with mental components, reading the green, deciding on line, clearing the mind. Studying successful athletes under pressure, Michael Jordan at the free throw line, Larry Bird in three-point contests, revealed they all moved decisively at crucial moments, focusing on the target without delay. Davis recognized parallels to his hunting experiences, where he simply looked at targets and executed without overthinking. Through hundreds of repetitions, he developed a routine that maximized his natural ability. Look at target, look at ball, stroke immediately. This transformed him into one of the tour's statistical leaders in putting. With a strong putting routine, players enter a private bubble where awareness fades as focus intensifies. In this mental space, they feel secure and immersed in the challenge. The essence of any good routine is simple: putt to make it. As Rotella's mother would say, why else would you putt? Yet golfers often putt with other objectives, not to three-putt or to leave a good next putt, none of which work effectively. When you putt to make it, you become completely absorbed in the present moment. Nothing matters except rolling this ball into that hole. There is no future or past. Forget the 3-foot circle strategy promoted by TV commentators. This approach only increases your margin of error and leads to more 3-putts. To win in competitive golf, you must try to hole every putt. Players who go low discipline their minds to think only of the target. Tension and anxiety cause more missed putts than carelessness. The key to clutch putting isn't having ice water in your veins, but a reliable routine you trust under pressure. When Cindy Fig Currier faced a career-determining 15-footer at LPGA qualifying score, her brother turned the pressure moment into a familiar game by offering all the money in my pocket if you make that putt. She sank it and earned her tour card. Great putters welcome nervous symptoms as signs that something meaningful is happening. Dana Quigley showed this facing Tom Watson on a final hole, committing fully to his 12-footer while Watson had a tap-in. As Bobby Jones noted, putting is the most important part of golf. The 1998 Nissan Open playoff proves this. Despite Tiger Woods' power advantage, Billy Mayfair's superior putting prevailed. Billy had developed his unorthodox but effective stroke at Phoenix's municipal course where putting practice was free. During his playoff with Tiger, Billy focused entirely on his target and routine, making the winning putt while experiencing that special state where the ball seems to roll in slow motion. Poor putters often embrace their negative self-perception, taking strange pride in their struggles and using them as excuses. They create self-fulfilling prophecies. Believing they lack talent prevents the relaxed confidence needed for success. Great putters maintain positive self-talk, enjoy practice as opportunities to shine, and remain immune to technique doubts. Bobby Locke, despite his unorthodox stroke, never questioned his approach but assumed others were wrong. To transform your putting self-image, spend 15 minutes nightly visualizing successful putts with rich sensory detail. Change your putting language, eliminate complaints, and expect improvement. These principles work only with consistent application. When you miss important putts, focus on the process rather than counting strokes. The reward is significant. You'll gain advantage over complainers, develop confidence on 3-footers, and experience that perfect moment when you see the line clearly. Trust your mind, and the hole will suddenly seem as wide as a bucket.